It's time now for our community connection, and I've got Emily Moore here. We're talking about Horticulture Night, which is coming up next month. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming in. So yes, Thursday, July 31st from 4 to 8 p.m. is Horticulture Night. What can you tell me about that? I don't know much about horticulture.
Yeah, it's basically one of the biggest events here in the area. So generally, we're getting somewhere between 600 to 1,000 people that come out. This is a family-friendly event. It's free, which is a huge thing, I know, for the area here. Free entertainment, we love that. And so basically, we have something for everyone. So you can tour the garden. We've got speakers coming in on a bunch of different topics. We have food trucks that are going to be this year from local eateries. So look out for those. There's going to be music. There's going to be farm tours. Basically something for everyone. So it's worthwhile to come out and check us out.
Nice. Now, where is this happening?
It's happening at the West Central Research and Outreach Center Horticulture Display Garden. And so that is right over on Highway 329. So you're not going to be able to miss it. Basically follow the wind turbines and you'll be right there.
Very cool. So we have a keynote presentation by Andrew Gapinski, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yes.
The importance of public display gardens. And he'll be talking about apple breeding, native prairie restoration, tomato grafting, soil health and processes, all stuff I don't know anything about. So I guess for folks like me coming out, you could learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot of fun things. So Andrew's talk on university-based public gardens is going to be really exciting. He's the executive director of the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, so we're really excited to have him come out and share his knowledge. He's worked at a few large arboretums across the U.S., so he brings a lot of really interesting perspective. And then those other topics you talked about, actually, those are other speakers. We have multiple speakers throughout the night. They're going to be giving about a 45-minute to one-hour presentation, so lots of different topics. We have apple breeding. We have grafting tomatoes, which there's actually going to be a demonstration for that one. So if you've ever wanted to learn about, you know, grafting tomatoes, it's a really interesting skill to learn. And we're also going to have a demonstration on soil, using actual soil from our research station here out in Morris. So it's going to be right there, you know, what does our soil look like? What's in our soil? And then also a little, not necessarily a hike, but a walk through our prairie restoration to see what's blooming, you know, what pollinators are out there, what are some challenges about having a prairie restoration.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, very interesting. Some other activities you have, you mentioned the garden tours, farm tours, demonstrations, vendor booths, live music, and food trucks. I mean, it sounds like a party. Really?
It definitely is. Yeah, people really enjoy it. And we are actually going to also be selling merchandise for the display garden, all proceeds going to supporting the display garden.
All right, very nice. And there is no admission fee. Donations would be accepted, however. And you can enjoy the interactive garden event with horticulture demonstrations, hands-on gardening tips. It's sponsored by the Edna Johnson Garden Education Fund. We'll be at the West Central Research and Outreach Center, which is located at 46352 Minnesota Highway 329 here in Morris. But yeah, Emily, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I mean, the Horticulture Display Garden is open to the public. It's free. You can join, visit any day of the week, rain or shine. Sun up to sundown is when we're open. So you can enjoy the garden before Horticulture Night, after Horticulture Night. You know, donations are always accepted. If you're interested in volunteering, you can always look us up, give us a ring, give us an email, and we're more than happy to set you up with something. We also have an Adopt-a-Bed program if you're interested in supporting the garden that way through adopting a bed, taking care of it over the course of a summer, maybe a few summers, maybe for a few years. Who knows?
All right. Very cool. This is happening Horticulture Night on Thursday, July 31st. Now, we're going to talk one more time before that next month, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We'll be back on July 27th.
Okay. July 27th. Yeah. So it's still a little ways out, but, you know, put it on your calendar. Keep a reminder, a sticky note, whatever you need. Thursday, July 31st, 4 to 8 p.m. Again, at the West Central Research and Outreach Center. It is Horticulture Night. Emily Moore, thank you so much for coming in and giving us all this great information.
Yeah, thank you.